Was kakak kau punya laki conceived in response to any particular work in Singapore or kind of the landscape?
Respond to any kind of work in Singapore.
Certainly, was it conceived because there is somehow a previous discourse in the Malay theatres landscape, or even the English theatre, or you know, that kind of triggered that discourse, and this work continues that.
Okay, so there are many levels to this. One is like looking at us, Theatre Ika Matra. Who are we? You know, because you know the work will always represent us. How do we stay relevant? How do we stay current in this you know in theatre in Singapore? At the same time, we also have to look at Malay theatre in Singapore. So, okay, what is the evolution of Malay theatre? At the same time, we also have to look at theatre at large, you know, in general, you know, it doesn't matter English, Malay, Chinese theatre, you know, what is Ika Matra's response to English theatre? So I think that is one question that, you know, we had previously between me, Zizi, Irfan, and I mean people in the company, like who are we actually, you know, like will this KKPL represent us or not, you know, like and what if it's not, how do you make it our own identity, and what is our identity, you know, things like that. So all these questions start to come out, and I think it's no longer about, you know, like doing something that people have not done before and things like that, you know, but I think how as a company we respond to our society, how we respond to what is now, and how do we respond to what is coming next, you know. Yeah, so in saying that, right, so it kind of like we were kind of embroiled in, like, because when you talk about identity, right, so like, you know, so many different people have different definition of what they want, you know, to be defined as, you see, or how they see, because I mean everyone has gone through their own artistic journey, everyone has gone through, and but I believe, like, for Ika Matra, right, there's no way of defining, oh, this is so Ika Matra's work, oh, this is not Ika Matra's work. But I don't think it's about defining anymore. But one thing that that amazes me, like, regardless of if you notice Ika Matra's history for the past 25 years, we changed a lot of. We change hands, you know, in the directorship, you know, in the artistic director over the years and all that. But one thing that remains the same is the quality of the work, you see. And that Ika Matra will always be Ika Matra, regardless of who is helming it at that point of time. And that was one of the big questions that we had, lah, you know, with KKPL. Like, you know, people also ask, like, are we not becoming Ika Matra by staging this kind of play, you know? And you know, at the same time, you know, it also kind of affected me. Then, like, you know, as a director, and when I put on my director hat, I was like, okay, we have to make it Ika Matra. Okay, then, like, you know, should I, like, you know, make it avant-garde or something like that, you know? Yeah, but at the end of the day, right, so, you know, so, you know, this whole process is quite you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, kind of like I kind of feel, and, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, what matters most for us or for myself is honesty in the work. You know, I need to be honest with the work. I cannot be, like, you know, saying, like, oh, I have to do it like that because, you know, this is this is what people want to see, or this is the image that we have to uphold, or something like that. I think we need to really look at the piece itself and just be honest and sincere about what we think is right for us, and not because what others might want to see or might want to hear. Things like that. Yeah.